Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Cowboy. Hey, Kassan. Welcome to all of our listeners. And I want to greet you all in the name of Arumila. I give thanks to Olodumare, without whom nothing at all would exist. I give thanks to Arumila Ifa for great wisdom. I give thanks to Eshu, the divine messenger, the tester of character, and the holder of Ashe. I give honor to our ancestors whose shoulders we stand upon. I give honor to Obatala, the creator of human forms, the creator of the physical head of unborn babies, Ashe. Give thanks to Ogun, the Orisha of metals, the great warrior, and also the designer of the human skeleton. And he is responsible for the human circulatory system as well, being that our blood is iron-based. Ashe. We give thanks to Shango, another great warrior figure, the Orisha of thunder and lightning and precipitation, the Orisha who does not tolerate lies and does not tolerate deceit, an Orisha who is also a great lover, and one who enjoys life and enjoys peace, Ashe. I want to give honor to Oshun, the one who cures illnesses with pure water, the one who wins battles without bloodshed, the one who loves children and is the great nurturer of all, Ashe. And I want to give honor to Olokun, one who possesses great power and great wealth, and who dispenses authority and prosperity to all who are deserving, all who need his blessings, Ashe. I want to extend honor to all Orisha, all Arumale, and to our comrades of heaven. We give thanks, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. You're listening live to the Power Lunch, Ifa Wednesdays. I am Awo Ojelola Ajani Ifashiki, sitting in for Divine Prince Tiameka, who is otherwise engaged with some other things that conflicted with his schedule for today. And I will be handling this show today myself, and hopefully we'll have Iya Oshunyonyi Ifawe Mimo joining me a little later in the show, as well as Baba Ele Buiman, and hope to have them along very shortly. Meanwhile, we will be back in a few minutes, just after this message and a short musical break. Hang with us and be blessed. Ashe.
This is a message from Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, or Ose, a service of Ose Bile Temple. Osebile at gmail.com. That's OSEBIILE@gmail.com. Attention all Iles and temples of Ifa and Orisha tradition. Has the high cost of Ifa and Orisha initiations kept you from sending your godchildren and students for authentic African rites of passage on the motherland? Are you concerned about rip-off pricing for spiritual work? Do you feel as if authentic Yoruba, Ifa, and Orisha tradition is becoming a religion only for the rich? Well, now, Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, or OSE, reaches out to you in collaborative effort to make affordable Ifa and Orisha services available to you and your Ile or temple. In cooperation with knowledgeable and fair Babalawos and Olorishas in Yorubaland, OSE arranges spiritual trips to Yorubaland for Ifa and Orisha initiations and other rites of passage, offering travel packages that include airfare, ground transportation in Yorubaland, room and board, and the actual initiation rites, for far less than some of the outrageous prices that are going around. We've all heard of initiations costing $10,000, $12,000, even $20,000 or more. And that does not even include air travel, which can be as much as an additional $2,000 round trip. OSE is currently arranging trips with airfare, ground transportation, room and board, and initiation rites for less than $6,000. That's right, not $10,000, not $12,000, or $20,000, just under $6,000, including airfare. Certain restrictions do apply. Aside from protecting your wallet with reasonable costs, OSE also protects the unity and growth of your Ile. Your godchildren are required to commit to coming back to support your efforts in the Ile, assisting you and your Ile members. Also, OSE provides guidelines for training in Ifa and will work with you to develop training guidelines for the specific needs of your Ile's Ifa and Orisha curriculum. Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, protects the unity of your Ile and safeguards the members of your Ile from the rip-off fees charged by others. Make OSE your partner for initiations on the motherland and keep your Ile strong. Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, good for your Ile, good for your godchildren, good for the community. Orisha Spiritual Expeditions is a service of OSE Bile Temple, Georgia, USA, working with Iles across the United States to make Ifa and Orisha tradition available to everyone. For inquiries and further details, contact OSE Bile Temple, osebile@gmail.com. That's osebile@gmail.com. osebile@gmail.com. Ibi ire nifa de mi lo. Ire aiku, ire aje, ire alafia. Asheo.
to all. You're listening to The Power Lunch, Ifa Wednesdays. This is our old Jelola Johnny Fashakin coming to you live, broadcasting from Georgia. We hope to have Ia Osunyoyin Ifawe Mimo joining us from New York, and Baba Adeniyi Ajani Elebuiban joining us from Oshogbo, Nigeria. Today, we want to talk about two major topics. One is the connection between Christianity and Ifa religion, and the other is the importance of children in Ifa. The topic of Christianity and its relationship to Ifa or vice versa is something that we really didn't get a chance to touch on in our previous show, although we had planned to. The dialogue just didn't go that way, but we are definitely going to look into this topic today. And one of the perhaps obvious connections between Christianity and Ifa is the practice of Santeria and how that came about. Because Santeria was adapted from traditional Ifa during the times of slavery, and this was especially in the Caribbean, in Cuba and in Puerto Rico. During the times of slavery, when the enslaved Africans were trying to maintain whatever they could of their traditional faith, the slave masters would really beat them, torture them, even kill them to stop them from practicing in their traditional faith. And Christianity, specifically Catholicism, was forced upon them. And in order to hold on to what they could of their tradition without having to worry about being beaten and tortured or even killed, the enslaved Africans used Catholic symbols of saints in place of their traditional Orisha. And this is how you have the syncretization of certain Catholic saints with specific Orisha. And for the most part, we can say that worked out well, because far beyond the times of slavery, the Santeria still exists, and the practice of syncretization between the Catholic saints and the traditional West African Orisha is still existent today. And as a matter of fact, many people now are even saying that that certain Orisha actually were manifested through these Catholic saints. And that's probably not quite true, but it served the purpose for the enslaved Africans in order for them to keep what they could of their faith without being beaten, tortured, or killed for practicing their original indigenous faith. Beyond that, though, we do have, in these days, Christians who go to the Babalaos, the Yanifas, and Olorishas, and they still maintain a status of devout Christianity, when it comes time to really get some action, to really make changes in things in their lives, they go to the traditionalists. And oftentimes this is hidden, it's done in secret. I've even had Nigerians who are Christian approach me through the internet requesting that I do spiritual work for them because they do not want to be seen going to a Babalawo in Nigeria. To me, that just blows my mind, and it's really rather upsetting because here we are in the United States where we are trying to reach back to the motherland, reach back to Africa, and regain our true faith and our true culture. And at the same time, you have many Africans who are really denouncing their faith, and whatever they do with their traditional faith is hidden because they're ashamed of it. They don't want to be seen, turning to the traditionalists. Yet, this is what they do. They know that if they really want some action, if they really want to get things done, they want results, they go to the traditionalists. But still, openly, they will denounce their faith. And I remember one thing that really broke my heart. This was back in 1999 when I was in Oshogbo for my own initiation. There was a teenage boy who came by when I was walking along outside. And he asked me, you know, what I was doing there. And I told him that I had just had my Ifa initiation. And that I was a student Babalawo, and I loved Orisha, I loved the culture, and that I wanted to further myself in Ifa. And he shook his head and said, "No, you're doing the wrong thing. That is evil, and you're working with demons." And in response to that, all I could do was shake my head. I mean, I didn't know what to say. That was the first time I had experienced a native Yoruba person denouncing his own culture and his own indigenous faith. And that was just such a sad experience for me. That is a serious problem, and it is a spreading problem. And I know if we look across the internet, if we look on various pages on Facebook, there are a lot of traditionalists who are addressing this problem. They're pointing out this problem, and it's something we really have to do something about. But our purpose in doing this show today is not to slam Christianity, not to put anybody else down, but we want to show links, talk about the links between Christianity and Ifa. In addition to the Yorubas and the Catholics and other Christians, like Baptist sects and things like that. There are the celestial churches, which I don't have a lot of exposure and experience with them, but as I've heard and seen, that they are like hybrid churches. They adopt Christianity, but there are a lot of aspects of their traditional West African faith that they also maintain. And they're not afraid to associate with traditionalists as far as I have seen. I don't know if that's true of all the celestial churches, but like I said, as far as I have seen, they're not afraid to associate with traditionalists. They're not opposed to having traditionalists attend their services, and they seem at least less ashamed and less concerned about being seen going to a Babalawo or Yanni Fa or the Olorisha. And that, to me, shows the potential for harmony between different faiths. As I said, my exposure to the Celestial Church is very limited. So what I have seen, my assessment of it, may not be accurate for the broad range of Celestial Churches. I'm just relaying what I have seen, what I've experienced. And I do want to point out that we do not have to be fighting and bickering, you know, one faith, one religion against another. We can coexist. We don't have to really adopt each other's practices. We can coexist. We can respectfully, work with people of other faiths. And the connection that exists between different forms of Christianity and Ifa traditional religion gives us the grounds to look at operating harmoniously. I know we do have a serious problem, though, in the way Christianity came into Africa and the way Christianity was forced upon enslaved Africans here in the Americas. And when we look at that, we figure, okay, we don't have a whole lot of reason to be ready to embrace people of Christian faith if you're of traditionally Ifa faith or any variation of traditionally Ifa, because we cannot ignore the fact that Christianity was really forced upon us. It was beaten into us. Many of our ancestors were tortured and killed because they were just trying to hold on to their traditional faith and didn't want to blindly accept Christianity. But I must say that the acts of those people who forced Christianity upon the slaves and beat and tortured them for holding on to their traditions, they do not represent the deity known as Jesus Christ. They do not represent the teachings that exist in their own Bible. They do not represent what Christianity is all about. Rather, these are hypocrites who used Christianity to force their own ways and their own desires upon African people. By the same token, I must say that there is probably not a religion, not a faith on this earth where some people have not tried to use the religion as a means of control for their own personal benefit to the detriment of other people. That even goes on in Ifa, where we have people in position of authority who abuse that authority and in the process abuse other people. So let us not blame abuse of religion totally on Christians. It's a worldwide problem that we have to face and we have to understand. And we have to really keep in mind that some of our own people are doing similar things and controlling, manipulating, and stifling other people. So let's keep that in mind as we go forward. Right now we're going to take a short musical break, and we will be back momentarily.
Ori jao kwa fefeiku, tani mo wimoru mami wo. Omo modara dei, modara die, olodumare dei, modara orichaoko.